an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Well, I'm excited about today's show because we have a guest on that gets a lot of attention all over the world, actually. And her name is April Crawford, but she channels an entity called Veronica. April Crawford is an internationally known natural, full-body, open, deep trance channel who has been doing both telephone and in-person consultations and readings for individuals, groups, and businesses for more than 15 years. And today, she's with us in the studio. And this has been exciting because we've never had a channel in the studio with us right when she was channeling. And it's interesting because as soon as April Crawford stepped into the studio, everything went dead. I mean, we went offline. This is powerful stuff, people. We were offline for 10 minutes. And so we have been trying everything, rebooting this and that, and the connection was lost on both. So we have a powerful show waiting for us, and a very exciting one, too, because not only are we excited, but people are excited all over. We've been receiving emails from so many people with so many comments and stresses, like, I'm in Dubai, and I can't listen at that time. How do I listen to the show later? And so, obviously, both April and Veronica have listeners and fans all over the world, which we knew. And one fan, I got a kick out of this email. It's from a Jonathan. He wrote, I do not have any questions. The way he starts off, it's like he's honored that that he can get this information to Veronica, and said, I just want to thank April for her courage, strength, and generosity in so openly and honestly working with Veronica to help us all. Above all, it is wonderful that through using the internet, she enables all of us, no matter where we live, no matter our individual beliefs, no matter whether we are joyous or in immense sorrow, to get some spiritually uplifting guidance at just the right moment. So I would like to thank her and her team for their leadership and their pioneering work. I mean, come on, what better introduction than that? So with that, I also want to say that we are doing a special here. I don't know how long it's going to last, so go to our website. We haven't put it up, but just before the show started, April Crawford's facilitator, Alan, let me know that we're going to be giving away the book, Parting Notes, A Connection with the Afterlife. And I have perused it, haven't had a chance to read it all yet. I'm biting at the chance because the first story captured me. About the afterlife. So that's April Crawford's book, channeled by Veronica, and it's available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at www.partingnotes.com. It's Veronica's book channeled through April Crawford. No, not that either?
It's a book that 100 different individuals wrote letters.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. Oh, so 100 different individuals wrote letters from, oh, yeah, okay. So, but it came through Veronica, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
it came through me. But
through you, through,
Veronica's
all name. These people in the room. This is exciting. Well, okay, so let me explain this. So, April Crawford is a channel, and she channels this entity who is a highly evolved non-physical entity and a guide who, along with other non-physical entities and beings, is able to fluidly and completely visit us while April Crawford is out of her physical body. So while April was out of her physical body and Veronica was coming in, she was channeling these messages or letters from, like, all of these people that had passed on. And what they're saying is fascinating. And that's in Parting Notes, A Connection with the Afterlife. And we'll be giving that away thanks to Alan Crawford, the facilitator for April Crawford. So go to our website at www.lifechanges.ws for that. And that's for a limited time only. So without further ado, I bring on to the show, for starters, April Crawford.
Hi.
Hi.
How are
you.
Well, you've been a challenge since you got here.
And I have been.
She came in looking so pretty, and I was in my T-shirt, and I was ready to go on, and then I had to go change because you look so nice.
Well,
so
thank God you did.
I wore a short for you. A shirt. Now, you are just delightful. We've gotten to spend some time together and had so much fun. So
yeah.
Is this fun for you, or where do you go when Veronica comes in?
I go exploring other dimensions, and sometimes I just go to a higher level and stay there. But I try to stay out of the channeling because to keep the integrity of the work in place, it's not about me, it's about the energy.
So are you learning things out there? Like, are you seeing things that are interesting to you?
Very.
Okay.
There's a lot of things that happen when I'm out there.
And things that are not of this world, I imagine.
Absolutely.
That's so interesting because you're experiencing things that are not of this world while we're experiencing things that are not of this world through you.
Correct.
Wow. So you've got stories from over there. Anything you want to share with us before you go back?
Well, I've gone through a lot of my past lives.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the things that I suspected even when I was 5 years old are all true. When I was five, I always had a connection back to certain time periods. And my parents just thought, oh, she loves things that are old. She's, you know, a little eccentric that way. But as I've channeled, I've been able to go into those lifetimes. And everything I thought about when I was 5 years old and tried to remember, I actually lived.
Wow.
So it's kind of cool to be able to finally do it. And it kind of brought my whole life together in one big swoop.
Wow. Now, are you sure Veronica's not here? Because literally everything went dead as soon as you entered the room. So,
she's of high vibration.
She's of high vibration.
Yes.
Okay. And she is wanting to come in and say something, I imagine.
Oh, yeah.
So you probably need me to be very, very quiet while you go and...
No, you can chitter-chatter.
I can chitter-chatter?
You can chitter-chatter.
Oh, okay.
Give me a second.
We're going to give April Crawford a second while she goes ahead and channels through Veronica. How will I know... Oh. She's gone. So, you know, it's interesting. I've never had that experience, although I wish I could say that I did, because there are certain things that come out of my mouth that I wish I could say, that wasn't me, that was somebody else. But unfortunately, up until now, everything I say comes out of me. It's interesting, too, that I spent some time with Alan before talking to him about some of the most, she's actually starting to come through because she's looking at the room as if she hasn't seen it before. So, and she hasn't. It's the first time that she's here. So Alan was giving me some pointers as to, even though they work with people that are business people and all over the world, there are certain things that people ask all the time, whether it's they're highfalutin business people or rock stars or regular people. I think she's ready. Okay, yes. I remember that look.
How are you, dear?
I'm very well. How are you?
We are quite fine.
This is exciting. We had a lot of fun the last time we connected.
Yes, we did.
And I'm so honored that we got to do this again. Thank you.
Well, thank you as well. We always enjoy the interaction.
Well, I understand and know that you have interaction with so many people throughout the world. And it seems that there's some commonality, and one of them is relationships. People seem to want to know about soulmates. And it seems that we have the wrong idea about them, according to Veronica, you.
Well, you have a culture that is very romanticized, the what we call an energy match. And the unfortunate part of the romanticized moment is that most consider soulmates a one-shot deal. If you meet up with them, great. If you don't meet up with them, or if you meet up with them and it doesn't work out well, oh, you're through.
Or they're with somebody else, or they die, that kind
of
thing.
Yes, and we say that what it really is an energy match. It is like vibration meeting up with like vibration. And there can be more than one in a singular lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk to many who are despondent or in despair because they've either had one pass over or they've disconnected in some way, because it is a very powerful moment of connection.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes one or the other partner abdicates. So we say that it's important for all to know that soulmates are not just a one-shot deal. that your culture has romanticized it in such a way that it is inappropriate. It is an energy match, and there can be more than one in a singular lifetime if you keep your mind open to it.
Hmm. Okay, so if at first you don't succeed, try again?
Well, keep yourself open to the probability.
Okay.
Instead of moving yourself into a despairing moment where I've tried it, it didn't work out so well, now what do I do?
So you stay open?
Yes.
Okay. Because despair doesn't lead to anything good.
No, it does not.
Hmm.
It is always better to stay in the creative moment. And sometimes all creations don't turn out quite the way you want them to. So it is important to know that there are other opportunities, even if something doesn't blend in exactly with you at the moment.
Hmm. You know, it's interesting you talk about despair, and this is a completely different question, although it seems to come up a lot as well from people all over the world, and that is people seem to feel isolated or disconnected in a world where we have billions of people.
Yeah. Well, when you're a soul, you are blended with all. And when you come into physical incarnation, there is a separation.
Mm.
And many take that quite to heart.
Mm.
And they feel very disconnected. It especially happens in the ones that are not exactly baby souls or not the ones who are extremely advanced, so are the middling group that sometimes feels very isolated and solitary because they are used to the large energy all blending together in the unity of that. And when you incarnate in a body, you separate from that to have the individual experience in the physical body. So some take it very to heart.
So a baby soul would be somebody who, this is a new soul?
It is someone who is starting in physical reality for perhaps the first time or so.
Okay. All right, so there's no need for us to feel disconnected. How do we connect?
Well, there are many ways you can do that. We'd say that it's important to remember that you are in a singular body to have a particular experience. But it doesn't mean that you cannot do a meditative moment or a silent moment and reconnect with the universal energy of everything.
Mm.
But you have to focus on it and move into it to be able to feel that community feeling yet again.
Mm.
But you have to remember that you are here to have that singular, dense experience that the physical offers.
So even though it doesn't feel good sometimes, this is part of our experience? We're supposed to feel bad?
No, you're not supposed to feel bad. You're supposed to participate in whatever lesson you have planned for yourself. And the separation from the large energy which you all come from is sometimes a sort of a despairing moment.
Hmm. Okay, so here is this experience that we've called us to have. How do we know if we're on the right experience? Because if it doesn't feel good, we think we're not on the right experience.
Yes, it can be very confusing. So that is why we suggest to many that you take linear time every day to have a time out from the linear experience so you can reconnect with your soulful entity and feel that reconnection again, and then come back into the linear experience to have the lesson that you pre-planned for yourself when you came in here.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about pre-planning, because it seems that some people pass too soon. And so there's this mourning period. This is another question that gets asked a lot. Unfortunately, people feel when a child passes or even an elder, for that matter, or they could have lasted another couple years, or somebody in between, by accident. There's that word.
There are no accidents.
Mm.
And just because someone crosses from the linear does not mean that they cease to exist. It means that this particular moment for them has expired, and they move on to other realms and opportunities. We say that sometimes in the linear, those who are left behind are a bit disappointed that they didn't get to go with them, so to speak.
Mm.
Especially if you are from the same soul group or you are connected to them in some energetic way, it appears like a part of you has left as well, which is true.
Mm. So it's okay not to be happy about that?
It's okay to lament it in a certain way, but it is also an opportunity to send them off with a great deal of love and affection and realize that it's just because your participation in a certain linear reality has come to a conclusion, it does not mean that the relationship is over.
Hmm.
You can catch up later.
Okay.
If you're talking linear.
Okay, but in the meantime, are they still around, sort of?
They can be, if they so choose.
Hmm.
Or they might move on to some other endeavor. It's very individual.
Hmm. Well, now what if it's a group? Now, I have a feeling that this is not going to be a very a popular answer, because I have a feeling I know what you're going to say on this. Haiti. There, as you know, was this major earthquake in Haiti, and a lot of people died.
Yes.
And were all those people in agreement that they were going to, for example?
We'd say that in every large group event, and there are many of them on your planet,
mm-hmm.
that there are usually highly advanced souls who are participating in raising the consciousness of a particular environment. Now, we'll talk of Haiti. There have been many times where in Haiti there have been expressions of needing extra help, needing some attention,
mm-hmm.
needing some input of energy from outward sources,
mm-hmm.
had not been so available. Somewhat, mm-hmm. but not enough. And we would say in that particular environment, they chose to participate in a mass consciousness event to raise the consciousness level of the rest of the planet to say, hey, there are groups on the planet that need extra help,
mm-hmm.
that need some extra attention because their culture is not as advanced and they need the outpouring of the advanced moment to come towards them.
Mm-hmm.
But this happens a lot. It's not just Haiti. There are a lot of places on the planet that create an event to bring energy towards it. And even though it may appear to be a negative moment in the playing out of the linear, mm-hmm. it ends up being a very positive moment for all involved. And if you look at those who lose their lives, most of them agree to it readily to bring consciousness awareness to their people and to their culture
mm-hmm.
so that there can be advancement and progress made in their evolution.
Because intrinsically our souls all know that there's much more to
especially
this.
If you're advanced. And really advanced souls understand, okay, I'm leaving this linear, but that doesn't mean I'm done. It just means I'm going to leave this particular role mm. and move on to another role to help others.
Mm.
So we say Haiti's very advanced
mm.
and evolved.
Mm. That's really
a lot of energy came in there to raise the consciousness and help that particular culture become more.
You know, that actually feels good. That feels good. Because one would hate to think that it was all for naught.
Anything that happens on this planet is for a good reason.
Anything.
Even though it might appear mm. to be a slightly negative, in the big picture, can cause a lot of advancement of energy. So you have to look at things a little differently mm. than just the current moment and right in front of your face. You need to look at it universally as a conscious planet instead of just your conscious self.
Ay, ay, ay. She pointed right at me when she said that. Well, I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Life Changes with Filippo and that I am Filippo Voltaggio, having the pleasure of interviewing April Crawford, who is at the very moment channeling an entity known as Veronica. And it's not just one entity. I know that there are a lot more, but the consortium, so to speak, is known as Veronica. Am I correct about that?
Well, the group that we first participated with named us Veronica, and we accepted that name.
Okay. So that's what's happening here. So learn more about Veronica and April Crawford at www.lifechanges.ws. There you'll find out also about a book that we're giving away. and where you can learn more about Veronica and April Crawford. As a matter of fact, you'll also be seeing this on YouTube and all over, because Veronica gets around, as does April. You have people all over the world that are doctors, lawyers, psychiatrists, psychologists, and sometimes they're asking specific questions like, what do I do with this patient? Or what do I do with my business? And I have to wonder, it's like when two teams are playing against each other, they both pray to God that they win. And how does God answer? So if you've got somebody that's doing a, you know, working on a company and competing with another company, how does God answer those prayers, so to speak?
Well, first of all, out of the linear, there is no competition. It's only in the linear that individual human moments created that. From our perspective, there is no competition.
No competition. A world with no competition. You must do explain that to us, please.
Well, it's not a world. It is a space, a dimension, where we reside, where all are working in harmony together.
Mm.
And when you incarnate into the physical moment, you become involved in the culture that you have put yourself in. And it's a linear moment that creates competition. So one moves in front of the other, in front of the other. And it's not that way. Well, we are, dear. Not at all.
I think I like it. How do we get to where you are?
You can still participate in your linear, but take a moment of pause every day when the sun comes up or the sun goes down and connect with your soul. Because your soul has no judgment.
Mm.
Your soul has no competitive spirit.
Mm.
Your soul wants to create harmony and growth.
Mm.
So if you can take that time every day, you might prosper a lot better in your linear.
Are you possibly saying that it is possible that we could have no competition here on Earth?
Yes, we're not saying it's possible. It is doable.
It is doable.
However, there would have to be a lot of cooperation amongst the linear people involved, which is why we're here.
This is a message we need to hear then.
Perhaps.
Would this be then one of the most important things that we need to learn as a world civilization at this time in our development?
Well, it's apparent from what is going on in your culture and other cultures, isn't it not?
Because we can't go on like this.
Well, the discord and the competition and I'm right, you're wrong. No, you're wrong, I'm right. And the energy needs to vibrate in a harmonic way. It means that you can all go about your business in whatever way you see fit. But it is really important that a harmony and a respect is in place.
To each other.
To everything.
Okay, wait a minute.
The planet, the world, yourselves, each other.
And I bet you mean trees and animals too.
Yes, and insects.
And insects. Oh, well, that's not in my notes, but since you brought that up, please explain that.
Well, you are all incarnates upon a physical planet. Agreed?
Yeah.
Even a beetle upon the planet, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
A respect for the beetle bug would be in order.
Okay. Oh, you said insects. I thought you meant in sex. That we needed to be respectful to each other in sex.
Well, that too.
Oh, I really thought you meant that. Okay, I'm interested about the insects too. But let's talk about the
We think you're not interested in sex at all. Beetle
bugs
and ladybugs are not of
the interest to you. Maybe more the birds and the bees is where I think we were going. So,
In a sexual encounter is an opportunity to connect energetically with another. Agree?
It is an opportunity. I don't know that we always take it as such.
Well, it is important to keep it in the respectful realms.
Hmm.
Well, that's putting a definition on it, no judgment. Do what you please. However, a moment of truth and respect should be a part of that equation.
When connecting with another person, period, actually.
Yes, but it usually leads to the other, you know. You okay. Let us into this, now you're going to have to get out of it.
And that's our show for today. Bring April back, hurry, hurry.
Wait a minute, okay. So, let's see. So, sex, just for the joy of sex, you're not saying there's...
If it's in respect and honest, go ahead. But if you're being dishonest and disrespectful, you should stop doing that.
Hmm. Hmm, this is interesting. You know, I should
for
just...
For once, we are very proud of ourselves at the moment.
I'm so happy you've done that to me. Whatever it is, I've never experienced that. So.
Well... It's a connecting moment. It's a physical connecting moment that can be very spiritual. But it cannot be a spiritual moment unless one is respectful and truthful.
Mm.
And if you're both respectful and truthful with each other, whatever you decide what the truth is, then that's fine. But if one person thinks there's one truth and one person thinks there's another truth, that's a disconnect.
Mm.
And not very spiritual.
Mm.
That's what we're saying.
And that's important.
And so it opens up a whole avenue of whatever you want to do is fine as long as there is an agreement and same perspective by both people.
Mm.
It's only when there is disrespect and dishonesty that you run into a gray area.
A gray area. And we don't want to be there.
No, dear.
I know this is a bad analogy, but it reminds me of the American Indians that used to pray over the animal before they kill it. And thank it for giving its life.
Yeah.
Now, that's not how I look at sex, but you're saying, oh, that was bad. But you're saying...
We did not say that was bad.
Okay.
It was a respectful moment for the Indian to thank the animal for giving its life up. It was respectful.
Right. And so that's... I applied it to in having sex for some reason that... Okay, are you going to analyze me now?
No, dear.
Thank you. All right, well, moving on.
Moving on to the next topic. It would take way too long.
Oh, okay. I'd love to do a show on that. I'm completely off air and off the record. Demons. I hear so much talk about demons. And I don't know that I personally want to believe that they exist. To me, it almost goes into that... gray area.
Yes. We say that all energy is inherently positive, but there are energies who feel disrespected in some way and may have a tendency to be a bit negative. But it's mostly the projection of those who are in linear that create that moment of demon.
Hmm. You keep pointing to us.
Yes, we do.
So, as significant as we sometimes think we are a lot less significant, I think. And yet, we do have some power over at least ourselves.
Yes, we do.
And maybe even our circumstances.
Yes.
And our planet.
Yes.
So... if we keep pointing to ourselves, besides the respect, besides the understanding of maybe no competition, besides the understanding of there is no death, why are we here?
You are here to have a very impactful experience in whatever you want to learn about. The physical offers a very dense reality that offers a great impact of energy from whatever it is you wish to participate in, which is not so available in the nonlinear.
But whatever we wish to participate in, it would seem to me that there are people that want to participate in killing other people.
That is usually a reaction to their own emotions.
Now, I personally don't feel like I could condone that.
No.
And yet, is that a judgment on my part?
It is valid from your viewpoint, because we can view your energy and know what your energy pattern is all about. So we'd say it's valid for you to have that viewpoint. However, those who would come into a life and create an incredible imbalance of energy by, say, taking someone else's life force out of their form and sending it onward, usually have either a past experience with that energy that they're trying to balance, or they are reacting to an incredible amount of negative energy buildup due to something that they have experienced in the lifetime, and it rushes out of them in such a way that it's a negative impact on someone else.
But technically, the people that are killed have come in to experience that. Is that?
The majority of the time, yes. And all of you have dealt on all different sides. You have been killed, you have been the killer. You have stolen, you have been stolen from. It's all a balance of experience as you move through.
So I am not necessarily right, not that I'm looking for right and wrong, but if I'm on a mission to change the world a certain way and somebody else is resisting that change, I'm not necessarily more right than they are.
No.
Yeah.
It's very complex, if you're asking.
It is.
I mean, there's a lot of shading and movement of energy attached to that that you can't really give a black and white answer to.
So those people that don't see my change as necessary, without them, I wouldn't have the desire to make a change.
Correct. But their negative impact upon you could influence you in a very positive way in your future. Mm. Although the intersection you have with them is incredibly negative, but as you move forward in your linear life, you say, ooh, I'm not going to be like that. And if that negative experience influences you through the rest of your life, and you evolve and become more because of it. Even though that one moment was incredibly horrible, and perhaps that person who was incredibly horrible to you moves away from it and says, wow, that was
a really bad
experience, and I feel badly about it, but I don't know what to do about it. And I can't go back and fix it, but I'm going to carry that energy with me, and perhaps I'll act differently next time.
Why does this feel like a game?
It's not a game.
It's not a game.
No, dear.
Okay.
This is an incredible opportunity to expand your energy, which is the point of existence altogether.
To expand our energy.
Yes. That is the viewpoint of your soul and your entity from which you come from. It's the expansion to view from different angles, certain moments, and to become more because of the experience.
In physical form?
Well, it doesn't always have to be physical form.
Oh.
You can evolve outside of the linear too, you know?
Hmm. But what do we get to do in physical form that would make us choose to be in physical form that we can't do outside?
The touch.
Mm.
And as many who say, well, I want to evolve out of the physical, there's nothing like holding a hand with a really good friend.
Mm.
There's nothing like it. Mm. Or touching someone this way and say, really glad I know you.
Mm.
Nothing like it.
So the people then that would take this experience and not touch and not experience the physicality, are they missing out, or did they...
They might be just merely in a different perspective. But the majority of those in the physical, the bonus of physical is the sense of touch.
Mm.
There is a connecting moment to it that is beyond comprehension. So, and sometimes you can touch someone and communicate very well.
Mm.
You don't have to say anything.
So I just feel like I got a download, by the way. for those on radio, actually, I forgot, because we're on we've got three cameras going, but we're on radio, and Veronica just touched me, and this whole vibration went through my body, and I'm thinking, I wonder what
intentional
message.
Intentional by iPod.
I wonder what message.
You understand that you have the sense of touch. That is a grand, very forceful exchange of energy that's not quite as available in the nonlinear. There can be an exchange of energy, yes, but the sense of touch is a very dense experience, but a very profound one.
So would you say we need to touch more?
Yes. And connect more. And genuinely leave all your stuff behind and connect more with others in a heartfelt way.
And I know you're a big proponent of laughing. Could you talk to us about laughing and joy?
Laughing and joy is the greatest moment in linear and non-linear.
Oh. We still laugh up there?
Absolutely. It is our favorite activity.
Really?
Indeed.
I've had friends tell me I laugh too much.
Oh, no. You can never laugh too much. They may as well tell you not to breathe then, huh?
I like that. I like that. That feels good. You know, we're sharing so much, and there's so much, and I feel a sense of responsibility before the show ends here of communicating as much as we can to all the listeners that have been so anticipating this interview. Is there anything that I haven't touched on that you want to make sure comes across to all the beautiful people that are listening to us today?
Know yourself. Know your energy. Take time every day to connect with your soul. It's who you are. Your physicality is a mere representation of the fullness of who you are as an energy. Connect with that whenever you can and bring it forward and share it with another. Share your soul with another whenever you can, and if there's no one to share it with yourself. And keep the energy moving. Keep the energy in a flow, because that's what creates the perfect reality. We have many ask us, well, I want to create this and I want to create that. And they say, well, get your energy flowing. And if you're alone, create a flow. If you're with another, create a conduit between you. Energy creates everything. And if you sit dormant, you will get nothing. But if you move your energy around and lift it and lower it and connect it and touch, you will create exactly what you want.
And that's what we've come here to do.
Absolutely.
Well, we came here to do a show, and you came here to help us by sharing all this wonderful information. And I can't tell you how grateful we are and how happy we are to have been interacting with you tonight.
It is our pleasure, my dear.
I look
forward. We always enjoy you, Filippo.
Can I have one of these?
Oh, absolutely, my dear.
I was just hugging Veronica as I say goodbye and welcome back, April, however long that takes, I don't know. That was incredible. You know, it's interesting because we did get a couple emails of people that say, I don't know what channeling is, and I don't know if I believe it. And my response to them was, listen to the message, because if the message rings true, and normally if you listen to these kinds of words, the messages are strong and powerful and very meaningful. So whatever you call it, whatever it is, it's certainly profound and can have an effect. Welcome back.
I'm back.
That was exciting for us. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah? Anything you want to share from where you were?
Well, I went to 1734.
Like the year?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. That sounds like a whole nother show.
Well, I'm a historian, so anything I can do in history, I'm cool.
Oh, well, this worked out perfectly for you then.
Always.
You know, Veronica, April does this all the time with her husband, Alan, who's the facilitator, and they take calls from all over the world at, I understand now, at all types, all times, of the because of the time difference, you're working around the clock, it seems. But she answers all kinds of questions, not just the general ones, but specific, like about specific people and about specific businesses. Of course, we didn't have the opportunity to do that today, and I certainly wasn't going to ask about me. So, because she would have told me in front of everybody. But and maybe, who knows, another time. But I do want to remind everybody that you are listening to Life Changes WS, and you've got partingnotes.com, and that's for the book Parting Notes, A Connection with the Afterlife. And if you go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, you can get the book there. But for a limited time only, April and Alan have made it available to our listeners and to Veronica's listeners and April's listeners on our website for free. So we will have that up hopefully tomorrow or the day after, and it's for a limited time only. And that's at our website. Otherwise, when it's no longer there, you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble and get it. Also, the website for you all is?
AprilCrawford.com.
AprilCrawford.com, of course. I just didn't have it in front of me, and so I didn't want to make a mistake.
And the free newsletter.
And that's right. And you can sign up there for the free newsletter, which comes out monthly, is it?
All the time.
Comes out all the time. You weekly. You all. I don't know how you do it. You work and you work and you work. But you provide so much information, and I enjoyed this so much. And I hope we can do this again in some form soon.
Oh, I hope so.
But stick around so we could chat for a few minutes. The show will be over in just a couple.
Okay.
Thank you so much,
April
Crawford, channeling Veronica. Again, the book is Parting Notes, and the website is aprilcrawford.com. Wow, that is so exciting. And like I said, you know, when you start getting messages that you really feel, that go to the core of who you are, then you know you're connecting with something, whatever it is that you're connecting with, and that's really powerful. So with that, we've got our, you know, actually I have to ask Dorothy, because normally I would say our next segment is the State of the Universe Address with Dorothy Lee. But Dorothy came up with a really good name for this segment. I think she said something along the lines of how to be the change, or?
Absolutely. Simple things we can do to become the change we wish to see in the world.
Okay, so we'll work on a shorter title, but I get the gist of where we're going with that. So take it away, Dorothy Lee.
Thank you. One of my favorite authors is Don Miguel Ruiz, and I believe the best book he's written is The Four Agreements. One of these agreements is this: don't make assumptions. Don Miguel asks us to find the courage to ask questions and to express what we really want. He asks us to communicate with others as clearly as we can to avoid misunderstandings, sadness, and drama. And I know and agree with him 100% that with just this one agreement, we can completely transform our lives. This is as good a time as any to ask ourselves, how many assumptions do we make on a daily basis? How many assumptions have we made in the past about people in our lives, whether they be family, friends, and our clients? I can only speak for myself here. But I know that I've assumed so many things to be true without examining what might really be going on that I wonder how I got from there to here. When I look back at the times in my life where I made assumptions about people or situations, I know I robbed myself of some possibly rich and rewarding relationships. Miscommunication always results if we're not clear with one another, and when we assume we know where someone is really coming from and what they mean when they speak without asking for clarification. What we think we understand about what someone says, how someone looks at us, what someone means by what they do, etc., may often not reflect reality at all. It may even more often than not lead us to think badly of them or ourselves or of others, and reinforce not being impeccable with our word. For example, when I was in the escrow business, my staff and I assumed that this one realtor was really stuck up. It appeared to us that she was always looking down her nose at us. We were a pretty laid-back group, and we dressed in a casual business way. We laughed a lot, and all of our clients would become our friends. However, when she came in, dressed as if she was going to a wedding, and sat far away from us as she could be, she appeared to have no sense of humor, and she didn't speak unless spoken to. So we called her the Ice Princess. One day, she asked if I could possibly be available to see a client on the weekend, and since I worked 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that was no problem for me. She was really surprised and very grateful, and she showed up on Saturday dressed in jeans. And when her client didn't show up on time, she was really angry, and she used some words that I thought would have never passed through her lips. But she and I were there in the office alone, so we had some time to get to know one another. And I discovered that she wasn't the Ice Princess at all. The truth was that she was simply painfully shy, and she said she was so envious of the great time my staff and I had at work. She became one of our favorite clients, and she and I became very good friends. Much misunderstanding can be created when we assume that we know what other people are thinking. Understanding that other people might have different motivations for their actions, and remembering to really try to understand them, and being willing to discuss their motivations and behaviors with them before discussing them with others, and before jumping to conclusions about their behavior, can go a long way toward preventing interpersonal conflict, whether it be within the family, at work, or among friends. You can spend hours, and I have, generating theories about why someone did something or said something. Or we can just ask. When someone lashes out and or does something unexpected, let's save some time by seeking clarification with them. I trust that you can see that by living this one agreement, we can and will change our lives for the better. This is just one of the many simple things that each of us can do to become the change we wish to see in the world. Until next week, please remember that you are the power in your world. You are the guru you've been waiting for. Choose to become a very conscious co-creator, and never forget that you are powerful beyond measure, and that you are love, you are lovable, and you are loved.
Thank you, Dorothy. I love it when you say that. You are love, you are lovable, and you are loved. I feel it, and I appreciate it. And speaking of love, I want to send out a love happy birthday to my sister, Giovanna. It's her birthday today on our very day
happy
of our
birthday.
Show taping. Happy birthday, indeed. I would sing, but we're running out of time. But and there are so many things I'd like to say about her, but about a lot of things, actually, because I know some people are following this Filippo weight loss thing. So, you know, I weighed myself this morning because I knew I was going to be on air, and don't zoom in, Ken.
Go ahead.
Ken of Buzz Bros has been doing such a great job of videotaping the shows, and he's part of the reason why I'm losing the weight, because I look on air, so or on video. On air I looked fine. On video is the problem. So I started out at doing this US Aloe thing, and I didn't let anybody know really or whatever. After I lost the first 4 pounds in 1 week, I thought, okay, there's something to this. And so I put it up on our website so that everybody could see. Well, this week I've lost 2 pounds. Okay, so I'm complaining because I've been on it 2 weeks and I've only lost 6 pounds. But
I've only been on it 2 weeks, and I really haven't changed my diet, and I haven't exercised. And what I really wanted out of this product was a jump start. And it's given me a jump start. So I have to say, it's actually working. No, not only does it keep me full, I'm not hungry, but it gives me a lot of energy, so much so that I have to learn to take it earlier in the day because then I can't sleep. And I already have problems not sleeping, so which is interesting because they have another product for sleep, but I don't want to go there. Anyway, so, and that does work, but I don't want to be doing all of this at the same time. I just want to be, but you could do whatever you want to do. A lot of people have asked, and I put it up on the website on our front page, and then there's an offer that they've offered us because since I started doing this, they put it up, and I put it up on our sponsor page for $14.95 or something. You get $100 worth of product, so you could try it. And the $14.95 is supposed to be like for shipping and handling and whatever. So it actually tastes good, and I have lost 6 pounds, and it's been 2 weeks. So I hope that I can, you know, exercise and stuff like that too. Which I need to. But anyway, so I wanted to say it's interesting because I mentioned Ken of Buzz Bros, and I love the guy, and he makes me laugh. And he made me laugh so hard when last week I was quoting somebody, and I said it in the F word. And I think I even did this. I don't remember. Anyway, but I guess, I don't know, he didn't bleep it out. He gonged it out. I felt like I was on the gong show, and I said the wrong word, you know, but it wasn't it was gong, like that. And I cracked up. So, yeah, it was a spiritual gong. I cracked up so much when I heard that. I laughed so hard. I posted it on Facebook and then got all these people saying, that's so funny. And then he goes back and changes the title of the video to effing. Now I'm saying to myself, effing is okay, but fucking is not. Now, why not? Yeah, I know that you've probably heard a gong. That's not okay. Okay, so what is a word? See, now, I was born in America, but from Italian-American parents who came from Sicily. So, for example, an apple. Well, I learned that to be a pumu. To me, I'd say pumu, and they'd give me one of those. But in Italy, they had no idea what I meant when I said pumu, because that's only used in Sicily. So in Italy, you have to say mela. But in California, except for at our house, you can't say mela, you have to say apple. So it's just a word to mean something, but each word means the same thing. So if I say the real F word, that's bad. But if I say effing, which we know to mean the same thing, well, then you know what I mean, so it's the same thing. And if I say, you know what I mean with the gong, that's really funny. And if I say the F word, I'm still saying it. There weren't gongs and all that. It was just on that one word. And I'm just wondering, how uptight are we? Not you, but we as a society, that we've given this word, like this has become a bad word. But, oh, the other ones aren't. A, we're fooling ourselves. And B, what are we hung up on? And what are we afraid of? And we just heard Veronica talk about sex and how we need to be respectful. And technically, I'm not saying making love. I grant you that. I'm saying, you know, just, I should just stop. Yes. Okay, I should stop because this could go on and be bad. So, and it could just be gong after gong after gong. But I just thought it was interesting.
It's on YouTube, by the way, as long as you're asking. You can use the F word on YouTube, and many people do.
Right.
But then it becomes an 18 and over video.
Oh, okay.
Lose all the audience under 18.
All right. Well, I won't say fucking totally. Again. So that way we'll do what's right. But
the kids do.
Yeah, well, absolutely, and I'm glad, actually. And kids, don't say that word, because God knows at school or wherever they don't. But anyways, I'm playing, and we'll talk about this another time. We're just running out of time, and it's just effing bad because I'm having a great time with this. So I'd like to thank once again our guest tonight, who was April Crawford channeling Veronica. Then remind you to go to our website, lifechanges.ws, to learn more about her and to get your free book for a limited time only. Also, next week we have a guest who is Barnett Bain. Now, Barnett Bain is going to be really cool because one of my favorite movies, What Dreams May Come, Oscar winner. I mean, he's the director and producer of TV and film, including like the Triple Emmy Award nominee, Homeless to Harvard, Celestine Prophecy. I mean, the list goes on. So, and he's working on a movie, Buddha. I think he finished Jesus, and pretty soon he's going to do Filippo. Anyway, but the point is, he's going to be our guest next week. So I can't wait. Barnett Bain. Be with us and enjoy that show. But in the meantime, you know, you can keep the conversation going by coming to our website, meeting us on Facebook, coming to our YouTube page, Twitter. I am Twitter. No, I am Twitter. I am Filippo is my name on Twitter. I'm figuring.
I am
Filippo on Twitter. I'm figuring this all out. We're having fun with it. So let's keep the conversation going. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and, of course, Dorothy Lee and Love and Miracles. To learn more about them, visit our sponsor page, too, where you'll also find U.S. Aloe. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my pleasure being of service by hosting Life Changes with Filippo tonight. I, along with our segment hosts and producers, Dorothy Lee and Mark Lejeune, as well as our engineer, Seth, thank you for joining us and being part of this show and being part of the change you all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, Filippo.com. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we graciously embrace the only constant, life changes.